Today is the first day of April. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. It's great to be here with you today. Hope everybody's doing well. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I am not Jill. I am Jill's husband. I'm Brian. And we always do a little something on April 1st. We've had so many little traditions and funny things and ways to fool everybody. This year we're just going to swap seats. And I get to be here in this community, the chronological community. I hope that's okay. I hope I can be welcome here. And I'm sure without a doubt, Jill will be welcome over on Daily Audio Bible as we swap seats. Like playing a little joke on ourselves, like putting each other in each other's shoes for the day. So I am thrilled. It's an honor. I'm so grateful that the chronological community exists. I love it. I'm grateful for all of you who are taking the journey chronologically. And I'm grateful that I can have just a day to come and sit and be around this part of the global campfire together with you as we take a chronological step forward. And so, let's do that. We're in the book of Judges right now. And man, the book of Judges is kind of like the wild frontier. It's like everything that happens for the centuries after Joshua. And there is no like a monarch. There is no main leader in Israel. And so the book of Judges is continually reminding us everybody does what is right in their own eyes. Because there are some hairy, crazy stories in the book of Judges. And so it's reminding us, yeah, this is what it looks like when everybody's doing whatever is right in their own eyes. And then God sends a judge, somebody to kind of pull the people together and pull them in a certain direction. But even with some of these judges, it's like, wow, if that was the cream of the crop, then dang, this is a crazy time in those centuries. So we're about to move into a story of one of the great judges of Israel. Today, Judges chapters 6 and 7. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. The hand of Midian prevailed over Israel, and because of Midian, the Israelites provided for themselves hiding places in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. For whenever the Israelites put in seed, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the land, as far as the neighborhood of Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, nor any sheep or ox or donkey. For they and their livestock would come up, and they would even bring their tents, as thick as locusts. Neither they nor their camels could be counted, so they wasted the land as they came in. Thus Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian. And the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites, and he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not pay reverence to the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not given heed to my voice." Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezerites, and his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon answered him, "Sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you." He responded, "But sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord said to him, "But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." Then he said to him, "If now I have found favor with you, then show me a sign that it is you who speak with me. Do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you." And he said, "I will stay until you return." So Gideon went into his house and prepared a kid and unleavened cakes from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket and the broth he put in a pot and brought them to him under the oak and presented them. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock and pour out the broth." And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes. And fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that it was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, "Help me, Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is Peace." To this day it still stands at Ophrah, which belongs to the Abiezerites. That night, the Lord said to him, "Take your father's bull, the second bull 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that belongs to your father, and cut down the sacred pole that is beside it, and build an altar to the Lord your God on top of the stronghold here, in proper order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the sacred pole that you cut down." So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the townspeople to do it by day, he did it by night. When the townspeople rose early in the morning, the altar of Baal was broken down, and the sacred pole beside it was cut down, and the second bull was offered on the altar that had been built. So they said to one another, "Who has done this?" After searching and inquiring, they were told, "Gideon, son of Joash, did it." Then the townspeople said to Joash, "Bring out your son so that he may die, for he has pulled down the altar of Baal and cut down the sacred pole beside it." But Joash said to all who were arrayed against him, "Will you contend for Baal, or will you defend his cause? Whoever contends for him shall be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him contend for himself, because his altar has been pulled down. Therefore, on that day, Gideon was called Jerubbaal, that is to say, let Baal contend against him, because he pulled down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east came together, and they crossed over and encamped in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord took possession of Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and the Abiezerites were called out to follow him. He sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, and they too were called out to follow him. He also sent messengers to Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, and they went up to meet them. Then Gideon said to God, "In order to see whether you will deliver Israel by my hand, as you have said, I am going to lay a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. If there is dew on the fleece alone, and it is dry on all the ground, then I shall know that you will deliver Israel by my hand, as you have said." And it was so. When he rose early in the morning and squeezed the fleece, he wrung enough dew from the fleece to fill a bowl with water. Then Gideon said to God, "Do not let your anger burn against me, but let me speak one more time. Let me, please, make trial with the fleece just once more. Let it be dry only on the fleece, and on the ground let there be dew." And God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece only, and on all the ground there was dew. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the troops who were with him rose early and encamped beside the spring of Arad. And the camp of Midian was north of them, below the hill of Moreh, in the valley. The Lord said to Gideon, "The troops with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand. Israel would only take the credit away from me, saying, 'My own hand has delivered me.' Now therefore, proclaim this in the hearing of the troops: whoever is fearful and trembling, let him return home." Thus Gideon sifted them out. 22,000 returned, and 10,000 remained. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "The troops are still too many. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them out for you there. When I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go with you. And when I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go with you." So he brought the troops down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "All those who lap the water with their tongues, as a dog laps, you shall put to one side. All those who kneel down to drink, putting their hands to their mouths, you shall put to the other side." The number of those who lapped was 300, but all the rest of the troops knelt down to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 who lapped, I will deliver you and give the Midianites into your hand. Let all the others go to their homes." So the people took provisions in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel back to their own tents, but retained the 300. The camp of Midian was below him in the valley. That same night, the Lord said to him, "Get up, attack the camp, for I have given it into your hand. But if you fear to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hands shall be strengthened to attack the camp." And he went down with his servant Purah to the outposts of the armed men who were in the camp. The Midianites and the Amalekites and all the people of the east lay along the valley as thick as locusts, and their camels were without number, countless as the sand on the seashore. When Gideon arrived, there was a man telling a dream to his comrade, and he said, "I had a dream, and in it a cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell. It turned upside down and the tent collapsed. And his comrade answered, "This is no other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has given Midian and all the army." When Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped, and he returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Get up, for the Lord has given the army of Midian into your hand." After he divided the 300 men into three companies and put trumpets into the hands of all of them and empty jars with torches inside the jars, he said to them, "Look at me and do the same. When I come to the outskirts of the camp, do as I do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then you also blow the trumpets around the whole camp and shout, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" So Gideon and the 100 who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch, when they had just set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and smashed the jars that were in their hands. So the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the jars, holding in their left hands the torches and in their right hands the trumpets to blow. And they cried, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." Every man stood in his place all around the camp, and all the men in camp ran. They cried out and fled. When they blew the 300 trumpets, the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow and against all the army, and the army fled as far as Bet Shittah toward Zerera, as far as the border of Ebel Meholah by Tabath. And the men of Israel were called out from Naphtali and from Asher and from all Manasseh, and they pursued after the Midianites. Then Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites and seize the waters against them, as far as Bet-Barah and the Jordan." So all the men of Ephraim were called out, and they seized the water as far as Bet-Barah and the Jordan. They captured the two captains of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. They killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they killed at the winepress of Zeb as they pursued the Midianites. They brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon beyond the Jordan. Okay, that's an intense story in the book of Judges, to be sure. The story of Gideon, and the story of Gideon continues quite a ways from here. There's quite a bit more to the story, and it's got its tragic moments, to be sure. But in this moment, God is delivering the Israelites, his people, from the hand of Midian. They had fallen under the hand of Midian because of exactly what God said. They betrayed God. They broke covenant. They walked away from God and gave their hearts to someone else. And in this case, Baal. And so we've watched this play out. And God is listening to his people and he is going to deliver them in the most counterintuitive of ways. Right, so there's a pretty sizable army of 32,000 people. That's a formidable army like that. If they win, it's going to be paid attention to. God is whittling it down to 300 people are going to take on an allied army that is vast as locusts, as the Bible describes it, with camels like innumerable. So the enemy has basically come to pillage Israel like they do annually for sport and fun, to keep them at a low level, at a subservient level, by keeping them hungry and keeping the threat there. And so everybody hides, and that's what Gideon is doing, hiding. On the one hand, it's like, what's the big deal about whittling the army down to 300? Is this that God needs to show that he's a big shot? Probably not. He knows who he is. He's God. What does he have to prove? Maybe there's like other things going on here, like trust and like pride. Because right, when we come against some opposition in our lives and we have the power and it's over, then we can give just a little high five to God, like, thanks for the help, but I did this, like, I got this. And we go on as if we do have it until we meet the next crisis. So trust is one of the issues that get brought out in this story, but also pride, right? Because God says, like, there's too many people here. And when I deliver the enemy into your hands, then the pride is going to manifest itself. And everybody's going to say, I delivered myself from the hand of Midian. And forget who actually did deliver them. So, wow. When there is a lack of trust, and then pride is covering over the fear, that is like such a recipe that cannot work. It's like oil and water. It cannot mix. And so, true to form, God is cutting through the crap of it all, getting to the heart of the issue, and he is going to deliver his people. But they are going to have to trust him. And their pride is not going to be allowed to be like the second wave after. They're going to have to trust him and then keep trusting him. Are they going to be in the same situation so quickly? And they will. That is the story of Judges. But in this moment, there is trust. And in this moment, there is humility. Because there is no way for 300 people to defeat a vast army like this. And yet they are delivered. And so for us, just imagining, I gotta imagine it the same way, like, trust and no fear in that trust, because that fear is, that pride is just masking that underlying fear, right? So this story hits us pretty squarely in the forehead between the eyes, if we will let it, because it's what the Bible is bringing up today. So Holy Spirit, we invite you into the things that we may be facing, and we absolutely need to trust you. But we are so scared to trust you, and we are so afraid. But you will come through. And if we are not humble, we will just take the glory. And so that wasn't you. Like, thank you for your help, but we pretty much figured it out, which only erodes further our trust. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you into the ways that we're doing that, because there are ways that we're doing that. And we thank you for bringing it up as you continue to touch everything about us as we continue this journey through the scriptures. Holy Spirit, come, lead us into all truth. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website. Daily Audio Bible app is the app. You can find that in the app store that works with your device. Get connected. Stay connected. Check out the community section. This is where the prayer wall lives. It's also where different links to places on social media that we participate in are. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on. And what a journey it has been. This is the 91st day of the journey, the 91st day of 365. So we are well into the journey. Grateful that we can be on this journey together around the global campfire. No matter how it is that we're taking steps day by day through the scriptures, deeply, deeply, first of all, humbled and astounded, but deeply grateful that there is a safe place like this to take this journey, because the journey is so inward and requires a safe place, so that we actually can invite the Holy Spirit to come and do the work. And so I'm grateful that we can be here today. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if this campfire that we share every day in this safe place that we make every day for each other, if it matters, if it's life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership and keeping it burning. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And thank you. Thank you for letting me be here with you today. I didn't feel any rocks coming my way. I didn't feel any, like, what the heck are you doing here? This isn't your space. Thank you for letting me into this space to be here with you and to take a step forward together with you. Greatly appreciate it. That's it for April 1st. I'm Brian. I love you. But I will say what my wife, my beautiful wife, says every day. Love one another.
Brother Rodney, this is Cheryl, his sheep from Suffolk, Virginia. I am so sorry to hear about the loss of your son, and I wish God strength for you and your wife as you mourn his loss. I pray that God will surround you with his loving arms, that he will lift you up every time you remember the good things about your son. I pray that you will rejoice that he is with Jesus, and that he is safe and he is well. But I just pray that God will bring others around you that will encourage you, that you will continue to just bask in how good God is. And that every time you think of him, you'll remember how good God is. You're such a prayer warrior for this DABC community. And I know that God has good things for you and your wife in these days to come. Thank you, Brother Rodney, for all that you do for us. And I just pray that it will be returned 1,000-fold. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Be blessed.
Hello, this is Mike from South Dakota. I wanted to tell the chronological group, since I'm double dabbing, I didn't tell you, but I asked for prayer for a couple of people, both of which are doing very well. And the first one is a lady, is my nephew's mother-in-law, got in a really bad car wreck in Missouri on her way to Sunday school, And they didn't think she was even going to make it. And I asked for prayer from the regular Daily Audio Bible, and they all prayed. And this lady is still hanging in there. She's still doing well. She's had many surgeries, broke a whole bunch of ribs, broke her hip, broke her pelvis, broke a whole bunch of stuff, but she's still hanging in there. She's doing well. The other guy was my boss, Daryl, who books all of our trucks, 20 trucks, manages all the logistics, and he had a stroke, excuse me, and he has come back out of that stroke. He's back to work. He has a little bit of a speech impediment, but we don't care. We don't care if it sounds like Forrest Gump booking our trucks. We just go with it. And he's doing very well. He's back on the job. And just thank you for being a part of this Daily Audio Bible community. My wife and I, Miss Terry, we've been at this for over 15 years, and it's been more of a church than our church. And we got a good church. So anyway, I also want to say that I really love how the chronological gets introduced with whoever you are, you're welcome here. Adios.
Good morning, DABC family. I only have 1 minute and 17 seconds because something is wrong with this deal. My daughter, who is 25 years old, she is from Cambodia, but she's lived here 25 years, and she bonded with the Pacific Islander community. She just feels a connection, and she's beautiful like they are. There's 12 of them. They have to be out of their house April 1st. I don't see how that can happen. Can you please pray that they'll find a house? Please, she will see that there is power.